Columbia University survey suggests most teenagers know someone who was smoking, drinking, or using drugs. CNN student news anchor Carl Azuz is following this story, and you have the study in front of you, and there's some surprising things, disturbing things in this study.
Both. I mean, look, the study said that 17% of students are smoking, doing drugs, or drinking. But the real kicker here, Carol, is the fact that according to this survey, it was a telephone survey of over 1,000 American teenagers, they're doing it during school hours. Students are finding a way and a place to do this, possibly on campus. And at least a third of them are saying those who do drugs, who smoke and drink, they say it's easy to do this on campus and to get away with it.
You shouldn't have to worry about your kids at school. You know, you should just be able to have them protected, but the world thinks, oh, if they don't go to the prom, or, we grow up with that mentality as parents, you know, some of us that were saved at an older age, and you're like, well, what about the prom? You know, who cares about the prom? Amen. The prom's wicked as hell.
Yeah, right.
That's where a bunch of harlots go dressed like hookers,
yep.
And then they take their prom date and do whatever they're not supposed to be doing, right? They try to get away with everything that they're not supposed to be doing.
5. The outcast teen. Most teenagers look forward to their prom. It's the end of an era, so they say. Jacob Wagner, an 18-year-old teenager, was in a depression by a recent breakup with his former girlfriend. Jacob, being fed up, decided to take matters into his own hands. April 23rd, 2016, Jacob stood outside of his school's prom. He opened fire with a rifle at 11 p.m. He shot two students that came out walking from the prom. Thankfully, both students survived. And police officer that stood at the school's parking lot heard the shots being fired and rushed over. He shot at Jacob. Jacob Wagner later died in the hospital.
And you as a Christian parent, want to send your kids to the prom? Don't send your kids to the prom. My kids didn't go to the prom. You know, they don't miss it now. They're not missing a thing. They're missing a bunch of worldly garbage music and a bunch of wicked children and teenagers that are trying to just get drunk and fornicate.